Monday to Friday,
6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
The gentleman who, both on and off the field, is one and the same. A true gentleman. A family man first. A man of God. A man that is just incredibly talented. Again, off the field as as he is on the field. And those talents being put to good use in terms of having a massive heart. And many moons ago, I remember the idea and the prospect of life after the professional sport. And a lot of people, I think, after sport are at a crossroads where they wondering what to do and what they can do. And very few people think about how immediately they can make an impact in the lives of others. Because at that stage of your life, and I would gather this because I haven't been there yet. I'm still working my first job. But you'd gather that the choice would be to think of oneself first, right? Because now you've committed a whole life to playing sport. The next step would be then, okay, me, I want some time. I want me, I want to think about things, I want to do things. Your first thought isn't to start something that considers and cares about others, right? So that's why I'm so incredibly filled with love and pride for a gentleman who decided at that part of his life that right now, when I stop doing what I'm doing for a living, I'm not going to stop living. I'm going to instead focus on creating opportunities for others to do just that and to make a life and a career and a love out of doing something that gave me so much. JP Duminy, brother, it is so good to talk 10 years of the JP 21 Foundation. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Like I said, I mean, you know, you could have done a lot of things after cricket, and you're still doing a lot of things after cricket. But first and foremost for you, and I remember having the conversation with you and going, listen, what next now? What I mean, you're not in actual fact, it was before you even retired, to be fair. You were still playing professional cricket. But at that stage, you'd reached a point where you knew something had to be done in terms of looking after kids in the Western Cape and finding a means and an outlet for them to focus their energies.
Well, guys, firstly, thanks for having me. I mean, what an intro. You know, having to wake up early, getting a coffee here, and, you know, you're getting me all emotional. But I'm grateful for those kind words. I know it's genuine because we've walked the journey together. And even the people next to me here, as we've crossed paths somewhere.
Yes, indeed.
And I truly believe that life is not about ourselves; it's about how we can impact each other. And that's essentially what the JP21 Foundation was there for, and continues to be there for. Like you said, 10 years. And man, the journey has been up and down. I think about COVID and what everybody has gone through in COVID. And for us to survive through that and get through that and find our place where we are right now is just phenomenal. I'd like to say that we're in a position of strength, which is something we had to battle for probably 8 to 9 years. And now at a decade, we sit in a prominent position and wanting to look at it and reflect back on it and then think to ourselves, okay, so draw a line in the sand of where we are, take stock of what the impact has been, and how can we move forward together? And I think the important thing is together. I've been so blessed by collaborations. That has been the hallmark of this journey, is people coming on board with us, partnering with us, donations to us, in partnering with our vision, which is essentially really to inspire others, lift up communities using the sport as a vehicle to do that, which has been beautiful.
This year, ladies and gents, marks the 10th year anniversary of the JP21 Foundation. Wow. And I just can't believe how well this organization has been accepted by all and the amazing work that they've done. The foundation has made significant strides in nurturing young learners, supporting community initiatives, of course, creating opportunities for learners to thrive, learn, and dream. And that has been an integral part of what JP21 Foundation is all about. about. It's not just about the sport on the field. You need to have an holistic approach to handling kids and handling their well-being, because they come from all different areas and their backgrounds aren't the same. And while they enjoy being free on a sports field, what often keeps them captive is what happens off the field.
Yeah.
So they'll go off the field and they'll go back to almost, and you don't want to use a jail cell as an example, but it almost becomes a four walls that are very, very, very tight around them. And those four walls make it hard for those kids to learn, to find any kind of normality. And some of them, it's devastating. And to kind of realize what they do go home and do go back to. And to be able to look at that in its entirety and say, how do we impact all aspects of these children's lives? Now that is where, you know, you say, well, which is the easy and harder part of it? Well, there's no easy part of it, right? Mm. All of it's hard. But the harder part is what happens out of your control, right? When you're no longer with those kids, and those kids have to go and live and be wherever their home is for them.
Sure.
And go, let's have a look at that. And then JP and the team would go and have a look and say, wow, how can we change this? How can we help this kid, these kids become better at school, be better role models in their community, learn to make a change at home? And these kids go and introduce things to their families, some of which they've never seen or heard of before in their lives, which is mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. And for those kids to sit down at the table and explain things to their moms and dads, it brings tears to your eyes to just to think about how much of an impact JP21 Foundation has on these children's lives. And I think that's very important, and it's something that the foundation really strives itself for, is that fact that it's an entire approach to these kids, not just single in terms of the focus and what the foundation aims to do. 10 years, JP, in 10 years, we've had many moments that have made us feel all the emotions, right? It's been a whirlpool of emotions, and the most satisfying is being just the impact, knowing if it impacts one life or more, the foundation's doing a good job.
Yeah.
10 years this November.
Yeah.
It's gone like that, brother. Yeah. It's gone like
well,
that.
Well, I think back to 2015.
Yeah.
You know, there was a few of us. You were emceeing the event, if you remember, in which I was playing. And there was a few of us sort of standing, the people behind the scenes, really, that put it all together. And, you know, just sitting here thinking 10 years now down the line, sitting with you on your radio station and thinking what we have achieved, which has been truly amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to celebrate it in a good way.
Yeah.
And like you said, the 2nd of November is our event at the Century City Conference Center. Mm. Gary Kutzer,
what a legend. What a champ.
He's come on board with us. And, you know, we're excited for just a great, great celebration. At the end of the day, you know, as much as we want to celebrate, it is also a fundraising event.
It is.
And what it is about buying tables. It's 20,000 rand a table. Plenty of festivities, an auction with entertainment. So if you want to get to our website, www.jp21foundation.org, our social media platforms, which is just JP21 Foundation, you can get the information there. Follow me on social media. Yeah. You'll find more information there. And essentially, we want to sell out our tables. I think we're looking at anywhere between 25 to 30. We want to fill the walls, have a great celebration, raise some great funds, and really look back on 10 years of great, great success with hardship, with challenges, but great, great success. And we want to celebrate it together.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connell Breakfast Show.